So, the lame man you guys went over last week, right? I'll just quickly read through that. So, basically, unexpectedness, right, of how God works. It's really cool. So we'll look at it. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Anybody confused on what an alms is? Okay, so an alms is a contribution, charity, something to help sustain that person, monetary value, which is money, food, or whatever, to help that person along. Since they can't get out there and work themselves, they laid that guy at the gate, basically, every day. The ninth hour is about 3 o'clock. That was the hour of prayer. Prior to that hour was the hour of sacrifice. Okay? So where they would sacrifice animals and stuff before entering into prayer time. Which is really cool, because in here it says Peter and John were going to what? The hour of prayer. They weren't going to the hour of sacrifice, just so you get that into your head. Do they need to go for the hour of sacrifice? Not anymore. Why would they? He paid the sacrifice, right? With himself. Okay. So, moving on, we'll hit 4 through 10. I'm not trying to rush through this, by the way. I'm just trying to get to the points. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I will give you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he leaped up, stood and walked, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping, praising God, and all the people who saw walking and praising God. Then when they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So, a couple cool things just in there, right? He fixed his eyes on John and Peter, right? Said, "Look at him." Gave his attention to him. Expecting to receive what? Alms, right? He didn't expect to receive anything else. But God does the unexpected, right? So God uses Peter, and Peter has the ability of healing. I mean, this has been known before. If you would look in, like, I believe it's Luke 9, 1 through 6. It says, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach to the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, 'Take nothing for your journey, neither staffs, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have tunic apiece. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them.' So they departed, and they went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." Peter was part of that. So he's not, I mean, it's not a new thing to Peter. He did go out, and he was healing, but the Spirit was using him, right, to talk to this lame man. So, I mean, it must have been kind of a disappointment at first to the beggar, to the lame man, because he's like, silver and gold I do not have. And this guy's got to be like, then why are you talking to me? But from what he does have is Jesus, right? He's going to speak Jesus to him and heal him. And then that guy will be able to do what now? He'll be able to work for himself and earn his own money. He won't need to beg anymore. And that's kind of what we get when we have Jesus in us. When Jesus talks to us, we're like, oh God, I could really use this. And he's all like, no, but I got something better for you. Okay, I've got me. And he heals us. And then we can further the walk in us to others as well. So the lame man was expecting to receive something from them, but he got something better. Peter did what? He looked at him, took him by his right hand, and he lifted him up, and immediately he started to be able to walk, to leap, and to what? He did all these things, and he praised God, right? So when Jesus does something miraculous for us, do we all the time give him praise? Sometimes we forget. It's like, yes, thank you, God, you did this, okay, and then it peters out. This guy continued to praise. that was, okay. So the other interesting fact in here, if you kind of move on to like Acts 4:10, I believe it is, or 4:22, it continues, it talks about this guy. So the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Interesting fact here. Jesus walked by this guy probably maybe multiple times through that town. He's lame. Jesus did what? He healed people, right? Why would he not heal this guy? And I'm not downing Jesus. This is like a cool thing, because what happens later and on this, it's going to be amazing. And hopefully I can get through this before you guys have to go back. So keep that in thought, why he didn't, okay? All right. So moving on. Now the lame man who was healed, held on to Peter and John, and the people ran together to them, to the porch, which is called Solomon's Greatly Amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by your own power and godliness we have made this man walk?" Peter's not claiming that they made him walk. He's claiming that God made this guy walk. All right? He's giving God the glory. So even though God gives you the power to do things, if he ever gave you the power to heal, you give God that glory, right? So, but that guy, he's jumping around and stuff, and they know that he is that lame man that was at the gate called Beautiful. So what happens? They all come. So these are a bunch of Jewish people like coming, and they're amazed on what happened, on this healing. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people. This is where Peter gets bold again. Remember the last chapter? Peter went out and he just started preaching. He was given by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to do so. He was bold. Um, And he said, why do you marvel at this? Peter's point is simple. Jesus healed all sorts of people, but when he walked on this earth, why should it seem strange that he continues to heal from heaven? Right? So, 3:13 through 18. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. This point, he's talking to the people, all the people that were there, right? He's talking to all the Jews that gathered around in amazement that this guy was healed. Okay? So remember the part where Jesus didn't heal the lame man? All these people gathered around now to see that guy, right? To see what happened. God does things on purpose, not on accident. Okay? So he got, it's like those games that you play, right, on the phone where you select, like, the jewels, and you can get three of them, and it, like, drops. Or you can select this huge amount of rows, and it, like, blows the screen up. And you can imagine that's kind of what's happening right here. It's like, he could have saved this lame guy once. But would it have had the effect if he would have waited and let Peter do this in amazement? Peter didn't do it. He did it through Jesus, through God. So, okay. He was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. So, I mean, he's talking right there about Barnabas, the one that the crowds, they were given the decision by Pilate to say, which should I free? Because Pilate knew that Jesus was, he was good. There was no sin on him. He didn't do anything wrong. So they gave him, he gave him the option to choose a murderer, a known guy that did wrong, or Jesus who did nothing. And they decided to let Barnabas go freely, a murderer on the street, and crucify Jesus. Okay. And they were all witnesses to all that. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness and presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as you did, as also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of his prophets that Christ would suffer, he has fulfilled. Now, when he first introduced this whole chapter, he was talking to, or these verses, he introduced it as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Why was he doing that when he was talking to these people? Because they were Jews, right? So he is going back and he is using, because they go by Old Testament. They don't do anything New Testament. They go by Old Testament, and that's what they know. So he is referring back to what they know. So now Peter is to that point that he did in the last chapter, right? The last chapter, he asked for repentance. So he speaks of God, he speaks of Jesus, he speaks of what he did as what we should do when we talk to others. And then he goes to repentance and what, how they can then change. He says in 19 through 21, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before from heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the beginning, or the world began. So Jesus, or he was speaking of repentance. Blotted out means wiping away. Back then, their ink didn't have any acid in it to make it stick to the papers. So you could easily wipe it away with like a cloth and paper or water. So they would be blotted out. Their sins would. Okay. That's kind of the fun part. Acts 3:22-26. For Moses truly said to the fathers, and remember, now he's speaking with Moses because Moses was in the Old Testament. Okay. For Moses truly said to the fathers, Lord, the Lord our God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear from that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from the people. Talk about wanting to repent right then, huh? So if they're remembering those verses from the Old Testament, they're like, oh, this guy, he was sent to us from God. Okay, moving on. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days, you are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our father, saying to Abram, and in the seed of all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. So, I mean, remember that the Jews were first, right? But they're still kind of, they're still held by guidelines that they still have to turn to Jesus. It's cool that it goes back and talks about, you know, Moses back then, because he's bringing it to them. He's bringing it in on their lines, on their terms. When you're speaking to others, you need to bring it on their terms, right? So not cursing or anything, but I mean, they may not comprehend on a certain level. So you have to kind of bring it to them. So he sent him to bless you and turning away every one of you from your iniquities. So God's desire is to bless us and to do good for us. Also, his desire is for us to turn away from our sins. Correct? I mean, that's the desire of God. When you get going. So just as the lame man was hindered and expecting something from God, but expecting the wrong thing, so it was with the Jewish people at this time that they were expecting the Messiah, but not the right kind of Messiah. They were looking for a political Messiah, not a normal Joe coming on the street, right? They were expecting somebody like in high class, high esteem, a prophet of politicalness. Not one to turn every one of you from your iniquities. So question at the end, right? Are you expecting the right things from God today? Something just to think about. Okay, so you guys think about that and let it into your heart. We'll go ahead and pray this out, and we got to get you guys next door. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word and for everything you've done. Lord, may you get the glory. May you get the praise in what gifts you've given us. Lord, we thank you for these youth May they go forth to school and just to speak your name. Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.